Okay, Rabosa. Okay, thank you for coming to share. We're going to say over something on Parsha Shemos around a Drashas Chasam Sofer. Drashas Chasam Sofer is not something you often maybe look at, so maybe you can get a... But I want you to get an appreciation that the Chasam Sofer wasn't just a goyin in Halacha, but he was a goyin in Drush as well. And hopefully this year we'll show his goyiness. And we'll see how... plus we'll add on... Good? Okay. Says the Torah, "Vayelech ish mi beis Levi veikachas bas Levi, v'tar ha'isha v'teled ben v'tera oso kitovhu v'titzmenehu shlosha yirochim." So we know that Moshe was kitovhu. Says Rashi, pasuk beis, "Shenola nismale habayis kula ora." When Moshe was born, the whole house was illuminated. Whole house. Kitovu. Now, if you look in the Gemara in Bava Kama, on Nunhei Amud Aleph, on page 11. Amar Yeshua, Haroa tes bechalomo, simen yofelo. So I don't know how many times you dream and you see the os tes in the dream. So if you do, it's a good thing. So the Gemara says, why? My time, ilay mishum dechsiv. Tov, Tes represents Tov. So then the Gemara is going to ask, but Tes also has negative connotations. Ema fiteyatiha b'matate hashmeid. Right? It means that you're swept away and destroyed. So the Gemara says, Cha Tes kamrina. No, it's only if one Tes. If you have multiple Tes, that could be referring to this pasuk. One Tes is good. So the Gemara says, Ema tumasa b'shulah, which is a negative idea. Tuma. Tes beis kamrina. If you see tes beis, that's a good thing. Ema, what about tovu b'aretz shara? It's also tes beis. Ha'ol pasuk bo ha Kosov Lotova Tchila Shemvracious Advayalkim Esaora Loksiv Tes. That in the Chumash Bracious, the Os of Tes is not mentioned until Or. Vayalkim Esaor Kitov. So Tes has the connotation of Or, of good, of Tes Beis, Tov, Or, all these positive things. So now let's take a look at the Os Zayin. Os Zayin. So what is Zayin? Zayin, the Eliyahu Rabbah on page 12, that Zion is referred to Kli Zion. Right? Like weapons, metal weapons. He says that's why in the Vehi Noam we say on Motzai Shabbos, Vehi Noam, he says, Vehi Noam shekol omer shev upon me nitzol mikli Zion. Shev Tevis, Vehi Noam hen keneged Tevis shev Kriyishma, and he says, that you don't have the Ozayim. You don't have the Ozayim. Hinom and Vihinom. So because if you say Vihinom, you need so from that, from any type of weapons from Kli Zayin. So the Tess represents the Tov, the Or, and the Zayin represents what? The Kli Zayin. So take a look in the Chasam Sofer in the Drushas on page 13. This happens to be the new printing of the Drushas. You don't get the full flavor from the new printing, but I guess, you know, it's clearer, so. Kvar kasafti. V'mokam acher. V'ech popo mishum dvorm shen eschatshu bo. V'daki ostes romez al kol tachlis hatov. Tess represents kol tachlis hatov. Al kein omru chazal sof per kapora, haroa tess b'chalom, yitzape l'tova. But if you see tess b'chalom, that means there's good things. You shouldn't anticipate good. Ki tess harishon shabatora, tess b'vayar lukim es or ki tov. V'moshe Rabbeinu, alav ha-sholom, v'atera oso ki tov. Shed nismale habayis or kitov who or ayon or shalolim. Okay, good. And then let's skip a little bit. Moshe Rabbeinu, halav shalom nikra tovia, tovia. Al shem ze, al zem marav mitzvos tes. That was one of Moshe Rabbeinu's names. Was tovia, right? So that's os. Os tes, tov. You see a tes in the dream? Tov. But look at page 13. We're in the Drushas Chasam Sofer now. We're in Drushas Chasam Sofer, page 13. First word on the line, v'omnam. V'omnam, o zayin, romez al kli zayin, lavia gilulim in the arts. Al kein lo nimtza zayin biyoshe b'seitze elyon. Ki ha'omro nitzol mikli zayin. Okay, good. That's the first thing. So says the Chasam Sofer, the Oshin, what is Oshin? Shall tefillin, kluli mishneim, ki tsuras hashin, tes uvesocha zayin. That a tsura of a shin is really a tes and a zayin. What does that mean? Ki ein hatova b'shleimus ki im b'haser hachochim min hashoshana. That, in other words, you can't have total good if there's still evil in the world. So total good is not just having good, but it's also lahavir gilulim minaretz, removal of evil forces in the world. So he says that Moshe Rabbeinu, Vihineh, look at the paragraph, page 13, left side, Vihineh, paragraph Vihineh. Hineh, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lavo Hashalom, Haya Mushlom, Liyoshliach, Lebeis Hashlichius. That Moshe Rabbeinu, what was Moshe Rabbeinu? His name was Moshe with a shin, the Tess and the Zion, because his charge in life was to be mefitz the tov, but also biur hara. So therefore, the shin of Moshe is the tes and the zayin. Mushlom liyos shliach lebeis hashlichios hakein nemar lokam novi od kimosha lechol beis hadvarim nitzkarim. In other words, the last pasuk in right, the last pasukim in Chumash, lokam novi od. Israel, Kemosha, right? Asher Yidor Hashem Parim L'chol Ha'osos Mofsim Asher Shlocho Hashem L'asos L'par L'chol Avodov V'hates L'chol Ha'mor HaGadol Zogil L'shirina. So Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to do two things. The Amosos Umofsim, the Zion of the destruction of Paro. That's L'chol Osos Umofsim Asher Shlocho Hashem Masos L'Paro L'chol Avodov. That's the Zion. Vates L'chol Mor HaGodol Zagilo Shechina. V'zohi Os Hashin Shebeshem Moshe. Shemiramais al tzir of Zion betoch tes, and that is the shlichus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Omnam, Moshe Rabbeinu lo v'shem lo'ov otzem advenuso lochishiv atzmo roi lo lezayin v'lo letes. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Al kein Omar v'nachnu ma, nachnu ma, meaning he deleted what the shin, nachnu ma, because am I really roi for the hafatzas hatov, and am I really capable of the bir hara? Al kein omer v'nachnu ma, einenu klum lo zayin v'lo tes, meaning that's the shin. The shin is the zayin tes, and he says nachnu ma. L'chein mitzir of ma, v'oshin nasa shem Moshe. V'inei Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom levad, and v'sanuso next. Orei amesar v'shlichusuk lo ratzon l'heiti v'lo v'yoshlich l'ara l'shbor l'mitzrayim. Halkein Omar v'hein lo yaminu li. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really want to be the shliach to destroy Mitzrayim. So he wanted to get out of it. He really didn't want to be. So the Chasam Sofer says, now you're going to see, he says like this, listen carefully. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu is the shin, which represents the Tess and the Zion, the Hafatzas HaTov and the Bir Hara. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu is Mesarev to the Shlichus. He says, V'nachnu mo, who are we? You know, I'm not Roy for the Tess and the Zion, meaning I'm not Roy for the Shin. V'novel ha'muchuv ha'mezres Hashem Yisbarach. Take a look at page 14. Ba'omro. V'hilshin al Yisrael. So what did he say? It was, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say when he was trying to get out of the Shlichus? V'ayad, on page 3. V'ayad Moshe v'yomer v'hein lo yaminu li. He says, well, you know, what are you appointing me as a shliach? But they're not going to listen. Ki yomru lo nirei lech Hashem. So what does Hashem say? Vayomer lo Hashem, ma ze biyodecha. So look at how the Chasam Sofer darshins. V'novo ela mechuvan bezes Hashem yisbarach. Page 14. V'omer v'hilshin al Yisrael. In other words, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu just is trying to get out of the Shlichus, but he said something negative about Klal Yisrael. He said, V'hein lo yaminu li. So what does Hashem say? Ma ze biyadecha. So what does this mean? He says, Harei uchas v'sholom kulo zayin v'lo tes klal. He says, by the fact that you spoke in a negative way, the Klal Yisrael, so then you took away the tes of your name, and now it's just Kli Zayin, Mazeh Biyadecha, because that negativity is like the Kli Zayin that's the negative of Biur. You're saying Klal Yisrael is not worthy. Ein Zeh Moshe Ela Mazeh. So that's what he says, Mazeh Biyadecha. Zayin v'lo tes. V'heishivlu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what is he? V'yomer. So he says, Mazda b'yadecha v'yomer mateh. V'heishivlu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu mateh. Adraba. Artsu l'yos tes v'lo zayin klal l'aro l'paro. He says that the reason I'm saying this is for my goodness, from the tov, the mateh. Because I don't want to hurt Paro. V'eishiv lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu harazu l'paro hatovahi. So Hashem says no. But the negative, the destruction of Paro is really a positive thing. Why? So he says, ki hashlech matehu shotov arza. V'en l'nachash. Because if you, when you put the mata to the ground, which is the tov, which is the shin without the zayin, it's only the tov. V'en l'nachash. Ki me'atov yonek ha'nachash. Because the nachash needs sustenance, so it gets sustenance from the tov. And therefore, if you're going to have tov by paro, paro will continue going on. Vim omnam tochos biznavo levatel hanachash. But if you're going to have the zayin, this novo, to what? To be vatel the nachash bizayin, as tafoch lemate kulo tov. So then, the mata will come back to be mata, and that will be kulo tov. In other words, so he's saying the destruction of paro is really going to be a hatava. And that's what Hadar Chasam Sofer darshins the pasuk, but he says, Maze biyadecha, you spoke evil on Klal Yisrael, so Hashem says, now you're not acting like a Moshe, you're just acting like negativity. Maze. And then he says, but I wanted it because of the mateh, that I have tov in me. And Hashem says, yeah, but if you have tov in the wrong context, so then the evil will fester on the tov, and that won't be good. So memela, but if you destroy the ra, you echos biznavo, so then the nachash disappears. The nachash disappears, and then the mateh comes back, and the tov emanates. Because in other words, because the shlichus of Moshe is to be mefitz tov, but like Rav Shechter once said one year, Parsha Zohar, he says Yiddishkeit is not a goody-goody religion. Meaning, sometimes you see that Parsha Zohar, you have to, we're told to get rid of a Molech. In other words, it's a liberal idea that everything in the world is good and everything, oh yeah, this is right. And that's a liberal idea. That's not the Torah's. The Torah, of course, believes in doing chesed and kindness and good and this. But to say that everything is good and everything is proper, that's liberal. That's liberalism. That's not Torah. That's not a Torah outlook. So that's what Hashem says, that you were Masarev, you don't want to hurt Paro, but on the other hand, you were speaking bad about Kal Yisrael, that's Mazeh, so you have to have that combination of the Shin, of the Tes and the Zion, and therefore when you were doing one and not the other, that was the Tes alone, the Mateh, the Mazeh, but you're Moshe. And that's the point. So it's a fascinating way that he. But I always believe all these chidudim in the, in the Gedolei Darshanim. But then you have to get down what's the Musar Haskel Shabo, and the Musar Haskel Shabo is that the Shleimus of Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shin of the Tess of Mefitz Tov, Mefitz Torah, etc. And then together with the. With the Kli Zayin of Bir Hara. Again, in the proper way, a person has to know how to be Mvaya Ra again, we're not, physically destroying Amalek in that way, but we have to understand that there are certain negative things in the world that we're not supposed to be learning from. I mean, we learn from it not to do, but not not everything is right, not everything is proper. And as I said, in this world, we live in a world, especially in the world of the internet, where everyone can say a daya, and mefitz their daya, all these. I'm not some mukfaka from these technology, but in the world of technology, everyone has a daya. Everyone's equal. Everyone has a daya. You don't have to be knowledgeable about anything. You have a daya, so you say your daya, and then people bilpul on your daya. It's a whole interesting thing. So I was thinking, once I saw this Chasam Sofer, so I was thinking of something from the Tiferet Shloimeh. Why not? the Tefer Shlomo is from Radomsk. So he is in Parshas Matos. So he says like this. Pasuk says in Parshas Matos, on page 15. Ves malchei midyon hargu al chaleim es evi ves rekim ves sur ves chur ves reva chameshus malchei midyon ves bilam ben v'or hargu b'chorif. So this pasuk is very interesting. Like, what's the significance that it had to say hargu b'chorif? You know, bilam ben got killed. He got killed with a sword. He didn't get killed with a sword. You know, is it so? What's the Torah coming to say? Now, Yadua, that in Parshas Matos, it was the Milchama of Midian, and in the Milchama of Midian, we have the Psukim, Perek Lam Rav, Pasuk Chav Gimel, we have the Psukim of Hechsher Kalim. Right? Psukim of Hechsher Kalim. Because they captured a lot from Midian, and all of the things that Midian had were treif. So they had a kasha the Kalim. So the question that's asked is, so why weren't there any Hechsher Kalim like they had Milchemes Sichon V'Og? There were other Milchemes. It's not the first Milchema. So why the Hechsher Kalim only in Parshas Matos? So the Ramban, on page 19, discusses this, and he says, V'hizir osom matov hagoz klei midgen misur egoyim v'lo omer lehem zebet chila b'klei sichon v'og. Right? Why not? So he answers on page 20. Vatam ki sichon v'og malchei ha'emorihem. Uvartza minachal es Yisraeli. Right? So sichon v'og is part of Eretz Yisrael. Right? It's part of the lands that were, you know, annexed to Eretz Yisrael. V'uto lahem, and so when they had a, when you have a Muhammad, right, if you learn you know that when the Vishas Muhammad, you're allowed to what? Eat treif. Kadli the Chaziri. Right? You can eat treif Bishas the Muhammad. They're Gedarim. What right, the Pasuk says, Ubatim Malayim called Tuv, the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Veschanan, and the Gemara Dashin in Chul Yudzayin, Afiu Kadli the Chaziri. So the Muhammad of Sichon V'Og, there was Hutter to eat treif. So maybe they didn't have to have my Hechsher Kalim. My Sha'in came Midian, which wasn't Eretz Yisrael, so it wasn't part of the kula of Eretz Yisrael, of conquering Eretz Yisrael. So Mamela, there's a Dinim Kashas. So Mamela, that's how the Ramban explains why the Hechsher Kalim was only said in Parshas Matos and not before by the Mocham of Sichon. Oh. And also, in Sichon V'Og, you have the Tefilas Kalim, you have Tumah, Mimachshir Kalim, etc. Oh. And also in Chein Din Tumah Shizirim. Oh, so then another question is, what about, you know, the dinim of Tumah V'Tahara that they got in, you know, on page 20 here in the Ramban in the next second paragraph. V'chein b'din ha'tumah v'shizirim atah V'atem chanu michutz l'machane shivas yomim. So why are they in the Mocham of Sichon? They had to worry about Tumah V'Tahara, that chanu chutz l'machane shivas yomim in the Mocham of Midyan. Ki Mocham of Sichon v'og hayu b'kol Yisrael v'tumah hutra b'tzibur. So that's the pshat. V'atochanu michutz l'machane shivas yomim. So that's the pasuk over here. V'atochanu m'machane shivas yomim in the Milchama of Midian over here. So those are two aspects: the kashrus and then the tumah. That the kashrus was never mentioned before, because they had the heter of clay Midian, and the tumah v'tahara wasn't mentioned before. You know, in the Milchama, people die. There's Tumah V'Tahara that wasn't mentioned before, because that was Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and here it was not like that. So they had a regular demon of Tumah. Oh. So he says like this. So the Tefer Shlomo says on page 21, "V'atachonu mechutz l'machane kol horeg nefesh atem u'shvichem kushis haramban yadua b'pnei ma lo nichtav Moshe nichtav mitzvah zu eitzel melchemes sichon v'og sheyoshvu mechutz l'machane v'itaru mitumas meis achi Shlomo ki kol ha'melchamos shaya Moshe Rabbeinu lama shalom imoam eitzel melchama lo heu tzrichim shum kli zayin." See, Moshe Rabbeinu, he represented Kli Zayin in the Shin. I'm bringing it together with Atchasim Sofer. In other words, he represented Tov, and he represented the ability of Birara without having physical Kli Zayin. So he says, "Kamosha Omer B'Gemara, Nasan Einav Bo, V'Nasa Gal Shalat Samus." Right? Some people have that ability. You know, very annoying. You know, you look at it, and it becomes. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the Shin, like the Chasam Sofer said. The Zion and the Shin were his Mahus, so he could do it without the Kli Zion, because he was the Kli Zion. Shayam Motzi Kol Chelak HaKdusha Shayabo. Achata B'Mechom Ezu Lohaya Moshe Rabbeinu Imam. So that's the Pasuk says, Vayushal Chosov Es Pinchos. You see, in this Madrega, in this Mechoma, it says they sent what? They sent Pinchos. So it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu here. So they achem hutzuchu lohti chalak min sos kedush. So they needed real clay midyan. So in the Mela, they had to, when Moshe Rabbeinu did it, so that was with more miraculously, and therefore there wasn't this tumah. So if you look in the Sefer Bios Haboker, who was the Bios Haboker? He was Rav Shaul Brach. He was a big, big Rav. He wrote many Sfarim in Halacha and Hashkaf. You probably didn't hear of him because he's not really part of the Litvisha people, but it's important to hear of things. So he says, he's Medayik. Look how he's Medayik in the Pasuk. Look how he's Medayik. He says, first the Pasuk of Bilam ben Baor, Targu B'Charev, and then in page 17, Vayumro Moshe, Havadachad also as Rosh Anshei HaMilchama Asher B'Yadeinu, V'lo Nifkad Mimenu Ish. So look at Rav Shaul Brach here on page 22. Makshim Detevus Asher B'Yadeinu. What does it mean Asher B'Yadeinu? Heishloma Deramban Hikshem Mimeimad Nitztavu. Then he quotes the, so he says, it says Asher B'Yadeinu, because this Milchama, they needed what? They needed real Kli Zayin. Because this was the first Milchama that Moshe wasn't actively fighting in. So that's what it says, Avadecha Nosu Es Rosh Anshei HaMilchama Asher B'Yadeinu, meaning the real Kli Zayin. Mikol Mokom Lo Nifkad B'Menu Ish, Dimizkayim, Benofel Veichem, שאזינו להם צריכים להרוג בחרב, הן זה חידש של הנופלו מהם אחר, אבל במוחמד טבע שהורגים בחרב, לא מציעים לגמוח, יא. So that's pshat, ואז בילם בן באור הרגו בחרב. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in the Melchama, he himself was the Kli Zayin. So you didn't need a real Charev. But this Melchama, and therefore there was real Tumah, so, and Mela, that's why there were Nizar and Tumah. But this Melchama has Bilam ben Ba'or, Hargu B'Charev. L'Charev, my Nafkemina, Be'eza Ofen, Hargu also, L'Mufiza Asu Shapir, the B'Zeb Mashmi'inu, Tam, Laman, it's double atal, Tara, Mitumas, Mace. Once it was already out of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's already Yeshua, it always says Lefi Charev. Because they didn't have that Madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu is that Madrega of, you know, he could look at it and not say Gal Shalat Samos. Yeshua was not. So that's why it always emphasizes Lefi Charev. But Moshe Rabbeinu was that duality. He was the duality of Lot, of Hafatzas HaTov, but Tov without Bir Hara is also not good. In other words, you can't say, I'm eating, I'm learning. You know, in the old days, they used to have this in Europe. You know, Rabbi Peretzky Zatzal. You probably didn't hear of him. Rabbi Peretzky? He was the Bochen here in the yeshiva. I was very close with him. He learned in Raden. He knew the Chofetz Chaim. He was here. The Bochen before him was Rav Mendel. Rav Mendel was the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law. He was a Bochen here in the yeshiva. And then after Rav Mendel, that was Rabbi Peretzky. And he also was connected with the Chofetz Chaim. And the stories from the Chofetz Chaim. So he said, you know, in Europe you had this phenomenon that somebody would learn, be a big lamdan, and then he could smoke a cigarette on Shabbos. You know, he says, in America you don't see that so much. People who are being mechal Shabbos knowing how to learn. Because a person is learning, he's asei tov, so he also has to mevar the ra. He can't be a mechal Shabbos. In other words, you need the duality. You need the duality of the shin, of the test and the zayin. Again, not in an evil way and in a mean way and in an aggressive way, but to have that bir hara sometimes inside of you. So you can't be a maza and you can't be a mata. You have to be a moshe. And that's what he was going for. Maza biyadecha? You're being a maza. Then he said, mata. No, it's not the maza and it's not the mata, as Chasam Sofer says, it's the moshe. And the Satmar Rebbe, the Berach Moshe, on page 24, he says a similar idea. He says that what happened here? You have to look on page 24, the left side, Maseches Megillah. Azal, famous Gemara Megillah. Haman went and he found Ashkechei di Yatsvi Rabbanan Kamei Umachvilei Hilchas Kemitza. So it's interesting that Haman came and he saw the Rabbanan were learning Menachas. They were learning Hilchas Kemitza. So Kemitza is you take your three fingers and you take from the flour. And right, and the komitz goes on the mizbeach. So the gemara says, "Amrulei b'zmancha beis hamikdash kaya mandam naiv mincha maisim malikumtzei desulte mischaperle." So Amrulehu also malikumtzei didchu v'dachi asara alfei kikri kasper didi. So he says that. That Haman says that your kometz is going to be doche my money that I'm putting against you to to destroy the Jews. So what's the significance of the Kometz Mincha? That he had, Haman happened to see Klal Yisrael. So he says like this. Ulam, page 25. Ulam on the right bottom. How do I mean Shekol Yisrael Arei Mizemazai Idavka Shalom Michu Neged Osei Risha? Because there's a responsibility, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh, that we have a communal responsibility. Amad Morcha, and he says, "Shaya b'yadam." He named before Midrash, "Shahalchu Yudches Elaf Atachuim Yisrael Sudasho Shalach Hashverosh." So the Midrash says that 18,000 and more Jews went to Sudasho Shalach Hashverosh. Amad Morcha Umicha ba'adam. And Mordechai didn't just say, oh, it was very nice, very nice. No, it's not very nice. You see, Haman wanted to say that all Israel should be destroyed. Why? Because look at them. They went to Sudoso Shalach HaShveirosh and no one said boo. So that's why Mordechai is bimocha to say it's not true. Yesh lavi raya, the avi misay mispar miyisrael mochim kineged osei risha harei he mechaper magenim al kol Yisrael. Tachi batzin makrovas amincha. So you see from the korban mincha she makrivim mimenu al mizbeach. So you only makriv a little kometz, and that's mechaper on everything else. So that was the defeat of Haman. Shakarav Kometz Kod Mechaper Ki Ilu Kriva Sakol. So a little group who didn't go to the Suda, but as Mocha, that could be Mechaper and everything. And he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, besides the name Tuvia, we started off, you know what another name of Moshe Rabbeinu was? Gador. Look at the arrow. You give Al Shem She Gador, Pirtosem Shal Yisrael. See, Moshe Rabbeinu sometimes had to say, this is inappropriate. This is, as not everything goes. Hashem Nisham Muchach Shekol Yisrael Raven Zelazah. Mora Allah Belibo, Shem Shanime Senin Nisker. And so that was Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why the Kometz, because Haman's saying you all deserve destruction, you were nena misudoso, and no one was mechape, and no one was mocha, and that's why Mordechai was mocha, and it was representative by the. So even though most people were involved in the sudoso, but the miyat that wasn't, at least the miyat let it be known that this was not a right thing to do. And that's the Kometz. The Kometz is a little part of the whole Mincha, and that goes in the Mizbech. That's Mechaper for everything. So that was the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the Medrash says in Parsha Shkolim, Amar Moshe Rabbeinu Frei Kodesh Baruch Hu Shemani Yemeis Einin Niskar. He says, what? Shagil Parsha Shkolim, Shemisham Muchach Shkol Yisrael Reim Zel Zeb, Mor Aleim Belibo, Shemishani Meis Eni Niskar, Ainu Sheyufsok Avod Azul Sheosok Bakol Yimei Chayef. Who's going to continue? Zen Nizbash Meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shkol Shonam Shana Ata Omeid Sham Fizokei Fizoshim Hayin Chol Bador Yamdu Lehem Yisrael Chachomim Tzadikim Sheyamdu Peretz Limchos Negan Osei Rashol Kerei. The famous Tikkun Ezor is Pashtusa de Moshe B'chol Dor V'dor B'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. V'zei Yehi Nachshav Ki'ilu Moshe Ba'atzma Omeid Sham. V'zokei v'zrosh b'nei Yisrael. That, in other words, Chazal tell us that the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu is, that's the famous Tikkun Ezor, is pashtusa de Moshe b'chol dor v'dor. That's why the svarim write, there's a gemara that says that someone said a good svara, and someone answered, Moshe shapir ka'omar. What do you call me Moshe? His name's not Moshe. No, because every time a chacham is a shtick Moshe Rabbeinu. There's an orachai makonash ayin pashtus t'tzave, right? It's Pashtus of Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu is that dual. It's Tuvia and Goder. It's both. It's the Moshe. So that's shlichusu shel Moshe Rabbeinu with hafatzus hatov u'bir hara. And again, a person is bir hara, he has to know how to, you know, sometimes you have little kids, they're making, you know, they think that they're saving the world, and you know, bir hara is, you know, it's not, I'm not here to try to incite people to, you know, go out, and because you have to be on an age level and a maturity level, and sometimes it's not necessarily your place. But if a person has to realize, so it's not something that you do at a young age. But it's something that, but even in oneself, you know, I think with that we should stick at this point to oneself, or one, you know, and say the hafatzus hatov, and then be hara for yourself, not to be involved in things, because. And the point being, as I told you, that tov and you know, like Rav Shecht always likes to point out the Chazal that or v'choshech mishtam shim birbuvia. Rav Shecht wrote about it in the one of Hakdom of Akibikvei Atzon, that you know there's a lot of choshech and a lot of that gets into the or, and a lot of foreign ideas that see a lot of times a person. Like Rav Gifter once says, a person has to know, is this value a Torah value, or is this a secular value that just crept in? You know, because we live in a society, we live amongst the general populace, and there are a lot of ideas that are, you know, enunciated in the general populace that are not necessarily Torah values. But it creeps in. It creeps in. All the, you know, different ideas of, I don't want to get into the specifics, but certain feminist ideas and things like that are ideas that are there in the populace that is not what the Torah, and you know, every person didn't learn this idea, but he thinks this is the way it should be. How do you know this is the way it should be? You know, that's you learned that, or that's what you just feel based on the norms of society. And so a person needs to know what's tov and what's right. You know, there's a Rav Chaim Volozhiner in Pirkei Avos in the first parak, and I'll end with this. He says, the Mishnah says, well, at the Shloshim Dvarim Be'olam Omed, Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. So, Gemilas Chasadim is a good thing. But if your Gemilas Chasadim is not Alpi Torah, then would you think this is Gemilas Chasadim? And he gives you the Chazal, the famous story with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, you know, wasn't always knowledgeable, right? So when he's starting off, he saw a dead body in the field. And he said, you know, it's a terrible thing, a dead body's in the field. So he picked it up, and he schlepped it miles, miles to bring it to a cemetery. And then he told the Chachamim, you know, they thought that he would get a big Yashikayach from the Chachamim, and said, you know, Al kol psia upsia shafachta damim, because the din is meis mitzvah kona makomo, so you're supposed to bury him right there. And you didn't, so you messed up. So he thought he was doing a big chesed. But he wasn't learning it at that point, so he didn't know that this is not the right thing to do. This is not, you know, like someone thinks, oh, you know, like Ribbis, I'll give him some extra, it was nice, he lent me money, I'll give him, you know, someone was just asking, but if you just work what we think is a nice thing, and we don't have any Torah misgeret, we're not learning enough, you know, to know, so then we have the Ra in us. So, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the paradigm, not just to say everything's good, everything's good, everything's good. No, sometimes he has to teach that this is not a proper value. This is not a proper thing to do. And if we don't let our, you know, we don't mechanech our children that way, so then we're lacking. And that's the shlichus shel Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the paradigm, Rabban shel Kol Yisrael, and he represents that shin, the shin. The Tess and the Zion. It has to be together. It can't be Mazebi Adecha, it can't be a Mata. It's Moshe, And that, Bez Hashem, is the role model to understand that we need the Hafatzas HaTov, but you also need the Bir HaRa. And again, not advocating that you go out and Mevar HaRa, that's not what I'm saying, but in your own knowledge of what's the proper Hanhaga, that's the Bir HaRa that you should be involved in. In other words, this is not a proper thing to do. This is not a proper way to think. This is not a proper way to act. This is not right. You know, you're not at the point now that you're going to, you know, we're not advocating, you know, be a rat to yourself, you know, to in yourself and what, how you learn and you treat others and deal with others to have the proper way of what's tov and what's ra. And to be rooted in Torah, because a lot of things today are, it's just people have ideas of what's a good thing, what's, you know, everybody says, oh, it's a mitzvah. How do you know it's a mitzvah? Who says maybe it's not a mitzvah? I mean, it's a mitzvah. Everything's a mitzvah. Mitzvah. This is just meant like a general thing. Oh, I think it's good, so it's a mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah. Maybe it is, but maybe it isn't. You know, you have to have a hadracha to do that, and that's the Torah social Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Chasam Sofer shows us, the test and the Zion is the Hafatzas HaTov and the Bir HaRa.